Gross Invasion of Privacy, Part 6. Then further along in their document it says, in quotes, that all such data, after having been collected, stored somewhere, researched by someone else and delivered to said person, will then somehow by magic be returned to your TV device to be dealt with by you in whatever way you wish. And more often than not, you didn't even know it was going on in the first place. Therefore, why would you want a retraction of your word sent back to you when everyone in the world now knows exactly what you said, what time you said it, and exactly to whom you said from your very own personal location, which is also now a known fact around the world as well? Even if you said you didn't want to be recorded, the company will still take your information and use it any way they feel like doing, with or without your permission. They are words that are exactly stated in their privacy policy. Now, these actions, to say the least, are despicable in this world that is supposedly filled with watchdogs who are meant to protect our privacy. Even Big Brother Watch argues that not everyone wants to be spied on by their TV, but truly, of what use is that? In essence, you have no control. You have no knowledge of where what you said is going to. You have no control over who sees your data. You have no control over who is being allowed access to your personal conversations. Is this something that is acceptable by you? I am warning you that Samsung knows a third party, and I am also warning you that whoever their third party is, sure to have their own third party, and so on along the chain of events that are most certain to take place not too long after the recording has been established by you. And that is the end of part 6.